The first full working week of the new normal is almost over. Most New Zealanders are holed up at home and relying on essential workers to keep the country running. So how is that going? Well, over the next half an hour, we'll be speaking with a range of New Zealanders about what's working and maybe what's not. We'll hear from medical professionals, truck drivers, farmers, supermarkets. And we'll first start with GPs. Brian Betty is Medical Director of the College of General Practitioners and joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Colin.
Okay, let's kick this off. In general, the mood and the feeling amongst GPs, I'm guessing it's pretty stressed and anxious.
Yeah, it is stressed and anxious at the moment. I mean, there's been a big transformation in terms of the way GPs deliver service to mainly telephone and virtual consultations. General practice is still open for business, so patients can still get their routine care. But one of the things that has happened over the last week or two has there's been an absolute slump in cash flow through practices, which is proving to be considerably stressful on general practice and general practitioners.
And why is that? Is that because of the co-payment?
That's because of the co-payment. So general practice is very reliant on the payment that a patient gives to the practice. They operate on very, very thin margins. Therefore, there's not much room for slippage. So in some cases, some practices had a loss of up to 90% of their income through the practice, and this is causing considerable stress on the sector.
What is the ministry doing about that?
Yeah, so at the moment we're in a situation where we've had GPs laid off across the country. We've had GPs who have had their hours reduced, and we have a number of GPs over the next month who have no work lined up. This has happened very rapidly, very quickly. It's a slightly unusual situation when we have this COVID crisis happening, and GPs and nurses want to be out there working. The ministry has given us assurances they're going to step in and sort this out next week, we're hoping. They've already given one grant for upfront costs that have happened over the last week, but the real issue is next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that we keep practices viable, that we keep the workforce in place, both for what's happening at the moment in terms of COVID, plus when we come out of COVID, there is going to be a huge backlog of work that we'll be required to do.
Could those GPs be redeployed if necessary to the front lines, if you like, if we see a surge?
Look, we're hoping that will happen. I mean, when the COVID lifts, what we don't know at the moment is how long till this lifts. Is it going to be 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks? So in the meantime, we need to keep these practices viable. And I would argue, and I'd say strongly to the government, we need to keep frontline doctors and nurses in place and working, both to treat patients that are having issues now during the COVID crisis, and when COVID finally finishes, we need to have an intact general practice across the country working.
Testing has been an issue, and I guess there has been some questioning of the doctors making the right decisions about testing early on. Now that has changed, those guidelines have been clarified. What is the thinking amongst GPs about how that process played out?
Yeah. So look, we're very supportive of widening the testing criteria. There is no doubt about that. However, there are still issues at the front line with availability of swabs, availability of protective equipment, and lab capacity. So one of the concerns that general practitioners have is the disconnect between some of the public statements that have been made about the need to ramp up testing and everyone should get tested versus the actual capacity on the ground to do the testing. So we need to be very clear that there will still be clinical judgment made about who is tested and who is not, because we don't have the capacity to test everyone.
Just finally, I mean, I would hope that do GPs and the medical professionals, I guess, feel the support of the public? I mean, the public is clapping and doing all sorts of things. They know that GPs are putting themselves out there.
Oh, look, absolutely. We've been really, really gratified at the support we've got from our patients and the public. They are very, very understanding. They are very, very supportive of GPs, frontline doctors, frontline nurses during this crisis. So absolutely, we have been very, very gratified by it. And the other thing I'd say, across the country, general practice mobilised during this crisis has emerged. Every GP has stepped up to the mark. Every nurse has stepped up to the mark. And the final thing I'd say, general practice and your doctor is still open for business. It may be you may have your consultation through the telephone or through a video, but your doctor is still there to provide your frontline medical care during the crisis.
Great stuff. Brian Betty there, thank you very much. Medical Director of the College of General Practitioners.